开心，因为我知道今日神嘅心系特别嘅甜。
Because I'm really happy because I know how happy God is.
因为今日系佢得着荣耀嘅日子。
Because today is the day that He's glorified.
好，我哋一齐低头祈祷啊嘛。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我哋好欢喜快乐嘅嚟到你嘅面前。
Dear Lord, we come to before you with a very happy heart.
今日系你得荣耀嘅日子。
Today is the day that you're glorified.
今日系我哋要将一切嘅颂赞完全献俾你嘅日子。
Today is the day that we're going to give you all our praises.
主，但我哋实在唔知道我应该带啲咩嘅手信嚟到你嘅面前。
But Lord, we actually don't know what kind of gifts should we bring to you.
乜嘢嘅礼物先至能够与你嘅位置嚟相称？
What kind of presents that you deserve?
所以主，我哋今日不拿别的，单单将我哋每一个人自己嘅生命带到你嘅宝座前。
So Lord, today we won't bring anything except our own heart.
愿意呢一个就成为叫你嘅心得着满足嘅祭物。
May this be pleasing to you.
亦都求你今日喺个会场当中亲自嘅接收我哋每一个弟兄姊妹带到你面前嘅。
And we ask that you received and accept all the presents that we bring to you.
奉耶稣基督得胜嘅名字祈求。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
头先我睇到咧，教会咧有一个嚟紧有叫清洁日，系咪啊
？I just saw it in the announcement that there's going to be a clean-up date at church.
我知道我哋大家都好中意一个好清洁嘅环境噶。
And I know that everybody likes to have a clean environment.
但有个非正式的统计呢，
But there's an informal statistic.
大多数人都不喜欢打扫的。
That most people don't like to clean.
所以如果你想赎罪呢，28号记得回来啊。
So if you really want to redeem your sin, come on June 28th.
很多时候我们遇到垃圾的时候呢，
When we see all this garbage and junks,
如果是小小件呢，我炸地看不到。
If they are small, I just pretend that I don't see them.
如果是大件嗰啲咧，我踢佢埋一边咧，亦都得啦。
And if it's they big, I just kick them aside.
呢啲叫眼不见为干净啊嘛，系咪
？And that means out of sight, out of mind.
咁样嘅生活咧系好方便嘅，完全唔需要费神。
So that kind of life is very convenient. You don't have to do anything.
但问题就系咧，垃圾系唔会自动消失噶。
But the problem is, this garbage is not going to disappear by itself.
如果我屋企里面垃圾不断累积咧，系会影响住我哋嘅生活质素嘅。
If the garbage in your house keep accumulating, it's going to affect your quality of life.
唔单单自己唔舒服
，not only that you won't feel comfortable，
亦都怕人哋嚟到睇到嘅时候咧，唔好意思啊嘛，系咪
？And you'll be ashamed if somebody comes and see that.
难怪好多人唔中意牧师去探访。
That's why a lot of people don't like the pastor to come to visit.
无论如何都好啦。都要揾一個解決辦法解決呢樣嘢先得嘅。
Nevertheless, we have to find a way to solve this issue.
好在喺呢個世界上面咧，係有每一個文化咧，都有咧每年一度咧清潔屋企嘅舉動嘅。
And fortunately, in the world, in every culture, there is an event that on an annual basis they will clean their house.
喺中國咧，我哋咧每一年嘅年尾咧就有個大掃除嘅，係咪？
And in China, in the Chinese culture, that every year that we will have a deep cleaning event.
咁咧，每一年咧到到年尾嘅時候咧，我哋咧都會將屋企咧整乾淨佢，以致我能夠好舒服咁樣過年。
At the end of the year, we will clean our house so that we could have a comfortable new year.
喺西方文化裏面咧，我哋有樣嘢叫做咧係spring clean。
In the Western culture, we have a spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning 咧就係冬天嘅時候我冬眠啦，唔想喐啦。
It's just because in the winter I go hibernate and I don't want to move.
到到春天咧，天氣轉暖咯。
But in the springtime, the weather becomes warmer.
我真係要將屋企整頓一下，以致我開始新一年嘅生活啦。
So I need to clean my house so can I have a new life in the new year.
无论是东方人、西方人，这个举动都反映了我们心里面有一个期盼。
And whether it's a Western culture or Eastern culture, we all have a desire to clean.
第一就是我们想改善我们的卫生条件去居住。
So first of all, we want to change the sanitation situation around us.
第二，我希望咧，嚟紧一年咧，系能够好有条理咁开始新嘅生活。
So we wish that in the coming year is we're going to have a new systematic year, a good year that we're going to go through.
所以 spring cleaning 嘅時候咧，好多時候我哋都清好多嘢啦，係咪
？So in spring cleaning, we clean a lot of stuff.
我哋裝好多雜物抌曬佢啦。
We throw away a lot of junks.
有啲嘢擺咗喺車房度已經發毛啦，唔捨得噶，而家都要忍痛割愛。
And there are many things that we just stuffed in the garage, and they all molded. Even though we didn't want to throw away, but now we have to.
有時咧有啲嘢唔係垃圾啊，不過我積壓咗好耐唔去處理咧，而家都要去處理啦。
And some of them are not garbage, but they've just been sitting there for a long time, and we need to deal with them too.
所以喺美國咧有個專業係幫你清理喎，你知唔知啊
？You know that in America, there's a profession that would do the cleaning for you.
有間公司叫 1-800-GET-JUNK。
There's a company and it's called 1-800-GET-JUNK。
如果你屋企有好多個廢物你處理唔到啫，可以打下電話揾佢哋噶。
If you have a lot of junks in your house and you really want to deal with it, you can give them a call.
根據佢哋嘅廣告嘅話，你乜都唔使做噶。
According to the advertisement, they said you don't have to do anything. You don't have to lift a finger.
你打個電話叫佢嚟，然後指俾佢睇呢件唔要，嗰件唔要，咁咪得噶啦。
All you need to do is call them and they come and you just have to point out the things that you want them to remove.
啲廢物係會自動消失。
And all those junks will just disappear.
其實我哋嘅生命都有好多嘅廢物㗎，係咪
？But you know that there are a lot of junks in our life too.
而有時嗰啲廢物咧係阻礙到咧我哋嘅生命咧會去成長。
And many times those junks keeping us from growing.
嗰啲嘢咧都需要我哋去清除，以至於咧我哋係有個清潔嘅生命。
So all those things we need to be cleansed so that we can have a clean life.
但係呢個咁重要嘅責任咧。One is just get junk, 絕對唔聲音。
But this duty, the 1-800 God junks will not be able to do it.
我哋必須要揾耶穌基督嚟幫忙。
We have to go to Jesus for help.
因為咧，耶穌基督喺十字架上面佢所成就嘅嘢咧，係具有清潔生命嘅大能力。
Because what Jesus has accomplished on the cross, it has the power to clean life.
而你同我只需要咧，好誠懇去到面前，佢必然會嚟幫助我哋。
All you and me I need to do is just humbly go before Him. He's going to help us.
可能你会问啦，咁耶稣做咗啲咩嘢有咁犀利嘅清洁能力嘅咧
？And you're going to ask, what did Jesus do to have this power of cleansing?
耶稣基督喺十字架受死，三天后复活，我哋都好熟悉噶啦。
We are very familiar about Jesus dying on the cross and rise again in 3 days.
我哋今日都藉住圣餐去纪念耶稣嘅受死。
And you know today during communion, that's what we remember as His death.
但耶稣基督呢一个举动带俾你同我嘅生命有两个好重要嘅洁净嘅效果。
But what Jesus did on the cross brought to us two very important aspects in our lives.
第一，佢带嚟你同我嘅救赎。
First of all, He brought us our redemption.
当我哋承认佢系我哋嘅救主嘅时候。
When we confess that He is our Savior,
佢系会帮助去清理一切拦阻我哋同神建立关系嘅废物。
He will remove all the obstacles and the barriers that kept between us and God.
你同我都知道呢啲废物就系罪。
And you know all these junks, the sins.
因住呢个救赎，你同我都得咗一个新嘅生命。
Because of His redemption, you and I have a new life.
第二個果效，耶穌基督喺十字架上面帶俾我哋嘅，就係佢啟動咗一個成聖嘅過程。
The second effect that God, Jesus, on the cross brought us was the process of sanctification.
當佢復活離世之後，聖靈嚟到我哋嘅當中。
After He resurrected and He left the world, the Holy Spirit came to the world.
Pastor Ron 已經同大家講得好清楚，聖靈究竟會做啲咩嘢？
And Pastor Ron has been telling us over and over again what does the Holy Spirit do.
在圣灵引导之下，你同我呢个新嘅生命系会用一个新嘅方式去过呢个新嘅生活。
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you and I in our life we're going to live in a new way, according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以今日我哋希望咧透过两段嘅圣经咧，去清楚明白呢个咁嘅真理。
So today, I hope that we're going to read two passages so that we can even more truly understand this truth.
同埋我哋唔停喺嗰度，我哋并且透过呢两段嘅圣经，好诚恳咁样去检视我哋自己生命嘅状况。
And we just don't just stop there. But hopefully through these two passages, we are going to evaluate our own lives and what situation are we in today.
第一段的圣经在罗马书的六章三至五节，我和 Florence 我们都会读出来的。
And the first passage is in Romans
chapter 6, 3 to 5.
So we're going to do it in Chinese first, and then we'll do it in English.
罗马书六章三至五节咁话：岂不知我们这受洗归入基督的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们藉着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督藉着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Romans 6:3-5. Do you know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from death by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his.
大扫除最大的好处就是它一次过清理了我们生命里面不所需要的东西。
The best benefit of deep cleaning is that we can get rid of things that we don't need in our life.
罗马书六章三至五节提醒我们一样东西。
Romans chapter 6, 3 to 5 reminded us of one thing.
耶稣基督他是背负着我们的罪写在十字架上面。
Jesus Christ died on the cross because of our sins.
被埋葬，跟住三天之后亦都复活。
He was buried and then he resurrected in three days.
呢个救赎嘅大功就好似一个属灵嘅大扫除一样。
This redemption is just like deep cleaning in our spirit.
清理嗰啲占据住我哋生命里面嗰啲废物。
Getting rid of anything that's holding our heart, that's a sin.
所以如果我哋系相信耶稣基督作为我哋救主嘅时候
，If we believe Jesus Christ is our Savior.
我们认同他的死亡、他的埋葬和他的复活。
We identify with his death, his burial, and his resurrection.
圣经告诉我们，我们就与他的死和埋葬是联合，是战胜了罪的核制。
So the Bible tells us that we united with him in his death and his resurrection so that we can fight and get rid of the control of our sins.
同样我们都同他的复活联合去得着一个新的生命。
Same thing, we identify with him in his resurrection so that we can have a new life.
今日有两位嘅姊妹咧接受水礼。
Today we have two sisters who are going to be baptized.
佢哋系藉住水礼系同基督去联合。
It's through baptism that they will be united with Christ.
或者精准咁讲，佢系藉住洗礼同基督嘅生命系联合。
Or more precisely, through baptism.They're going to unite it with Christ's life.
因为罗马书呢度话俾我哋听，佢哋系受洗归入基督嘅生命里边。
Because Romans tell us it's because they baptize, so they united with Christ's life.
当佢哋阵间浸入去水里面嘅时候，佢哋系加入基督嘅埋葬同埋基督嘅死。
When they are immersed in water, it symbolizes they join Christ in the death and the burial.
就喺佢哋喺水里面走出嚟嘅时候，佢哋系加入咗基督嘅复活。
When they rise up, they join Christ in his resurrection.
第一样嘢，大家唔知有冇谂到睇到呢段圣经嘅时候
？There's something that I wonder if you think about when as you read this passage.
基督系佢自己喺度完成呢个救赎嘅过程，受死、埋葬同埋复活嘅。
This whole process, Christ did it by himself. His death.Burial and his resurrection.
你同我好似手指都冇喐过一下。
It didn't seem like that we have anything to do with it.
咁点样我又可以与基督嘅生命嘅联合呢
？And how is it that we could unite with the life of Christ?
每次讲到联合呢个字嘅时候咧，我就谂话：哇， 中文聖經反而都係文皺皺嘅，有時咧文皺皺到個地步咧，我唔係太知佢究竟想講乜。
So every time I thought of the word to unite in the Chinese translation, it is so literal that I hardly understood what it meant.
或者我嘗試將佢轉少少咧。
Maybe I can make it a little different.
如果聯合將佢譯成為合作，咁咪點咧？
What if we say unite becomes cooperate?
或者用一個商業嘅詞語，加盟又如何咧？
what if we ever use a commercial term of being a partner, partnership?
甚至乎用個股票嘅術語，我哋入股啦。
What if we use the stock market? We're going to buy your stocks.
無論你中意點樣翻譯都好。
However you want to translate this.
这个真理就是除非我们是认同基督的作为和主动的跟他合作入股加盟的话，
It is the truth is unless we want to identify with Christ and to join him，
否则我们是得不到这个基督救赎的洁净的大能，
or else we do not receive the power of redemption。
就算你说打电话你找 1-800-GOT-JUNK，
Even if you call the 1-800-GOT-JUNK,
你知唔知道你都要同佢合作噶
？You know that even if you call them, you have to cooperate with them.
你要打電話俾佢。
You have to call them.
佢嚟到你要指樣嘢俾佢睇。
And when they come, you got to point out.
如果佢話係啦，唔要呢件啊嘛。
Yeah, they say here's the junk, and they'll ask you, "This is the one you want me to get rid of?" Yes.
你就話係，我唔要。
Yes, you say yes. I don't want that one.
如果唔係，你屋企啲廢物一樣清除唔到嘅，係咪
？If you don't do that, all the junks would still be there.
同樣的，你和我都需要主動的去跟基督去聯合。
Similarly, you and I have to initiate and take the first step to unite with Christ.
認同基督為我生命所做的這個救贖，我才能夠得到生命的潔淨。
We have to identify with the redemption God gave us.
或者你說，喂，牧師，不要只是說了，我怎樣才可以跟基督聯合啊？
So you say,Pastor, don't just talk about it. How am I going to identify and unite with Christ?
用你剛才的新的翻譯，我怎樣才能加入去基督這個生命裡面啊？
And using your translation, how can I join in Christ's life?
第一，
First of all,
你有沒有謙卑地認罪悔改呢？
Have you ever humbly confessed your sins?
你有沒有已經是很誠懇地接受基督做你生命的救主呢？
Have you sincerely accepted Jesus into your life as your Savior?
你稱自己為一個基督徒，你有冇好真誠咁同基督建立關係咧？
You call yourself a Christian. Have you sincerely built a relationship with Christ?
你今天嘅生活有冇用佢嘅價值觀去過你生命嘅每一天咧？
Today, do you follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit to live your life?
再次恭喜今日兩位嘅姊妹。
Again, I want to congratulate the two sisters.
你哋決定去洗禮係一個非常之嚴肅同埋認真嘅決定。
Your decision to be baptized is a very serious decision.
今日係你哋生命裏面好神聖嘅一刻。
This is a very important and sacred time in your life.
因為你哋係同基督嘅生命係認同。
Because today you identify with the life of Christ.
亦都同樣係你哋今天公開宣稱、宣告佢就係你生命嘅主。
Today is the day that you make a public proclamation that He is the Savior of your life.
我哋大家都同你一同嘅歡喜快樂，一同嘅慶祝。
We rejoice with you and we celebrate with you.
讓許我哋將我哋嘅目光都睇翻我哋自己，我哋其他每一個人。
Allowed us to turn our sight onto our own selves.
无论你目前的属灵境况是怎样，我想问你一句说话：你同基督联合咗未呢？
Wherever your spiritual situation is, I just want to ask you this: Have you joined Christ?
你的生命被佢的救赎洁净咗未呢？
Have you been cleansed by Jesus' redemption?
容許我提醒你。
May I remind you?
經常同啲基督徒喺一齊。
You always hang around with Christians.
或者你過個基督徒嘅生活方式。
Or maybe you're living a Christian lifestyle.
并冇真正嘅同基督联合。
It's not a true union or united with Christ.
因为你冇同基督合作，你冇加盟，甚至乎你冇入股基督呢个事。
Because you have not joined him, you have not invested in his stocks, and you have not joined his corporation.
你必须要亲自嘅同佢相遇。
You must meet him yourself.
先至能够得到佢为你预备嘅呢个生命嘅洁净。
Then you will receive the cleansing power of life.
你同基督联合咗未咧
？Have you united with Christ？
第二段嘅经文，我想睇嘅都系喺罗马书。
The second passage is also in the Roman.
罗马书七章嘅四至六节，我同样嘅，我会读中文，然后科文生同我哋读英文。
Romans 7:4-6, and Pastor will read in Chinese, and I'll do it in English.
我的弟兄们，这样说来，你们藉着基督的身体在律法上也是死了，叫你们归于别人，就是归于那从死里复活的，叫我们结果子给神。但我们既在捆绑我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法。叫我们服侍主，要按着心灵的新样，不按着移民的旧样。
Likewise, my brothers, you also have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit for God. But now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive.So that we serve in a new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code.
剛才我們都知道，我們加入了基督的生命的時候，我們就會得著生命的大掃除。
We just talked about when we unite with Christ and we will be, our life will be cleansed.
我們的生命潔淨了。
After our lives have been cleansed,
但一個不爭的事實就是大扫除之后，你需要继续嘅保持清洁，你嘅生命先至有洁净嘅效果。
But as a very important truth, that is, once you cleansed, you have to maintain the cleanliness before you can have the effect of life.
好似好难啦，好似翻返去之前咯。我想干净，但我又唔中意清洁。
It sounds like as we go in circles. I want it to be clean, but I don't like to clean.
好消息就係基督嘅救贖唔單單係潔淨我個罪。
The good news is Jesus' redemption is not only cleanse our sins.
佢亦都帶嚟咗一個能力去保持我哋呢個新生命嘅潔淨。
He always brought us the power so that we can maintain the cleanliness in our life.
羅馬書嘅第七章咧，保羅係用咗一個比喻咧，用婚姻一個比喻咧，比喻我哋點樣喺罪裡面釋放出嚟。
In Romans chapter 7, use marriage as an example of how we could be released from sin.
當時羅馬嘅法律咧規定一樣嘢。
In those times, the Roman law says.
當咧個丈夫咧依然係健在嘅時候咧，個妻子係不能夠嫁別人嘅。
When the husband's alive, the wife cannot marry somebody else.
但如果嗰個丈夫係過咗世之後咧，佢就可以自由選擇一個新嘅配偶。
But if the husband has passed away and the wife has the freedom to choose a new spouse，
我哋今日而家睇呢段嘅經文，俾我哋睇到一樣嘢。
Today when we look at this passage, we see one thing。
基督嘅死同埋埋葬咧，帶一樣嘢就係將嗰個限制緊我哋個罪咧，帶埋佢一齊去咗個墳墓入邊。
What we see is Jesus' death and burial. He took our sins and he left it in the tomb.
所以如果我哋系加入咗或者加盟咗基督嘅死同埋基督嘅埋葬嘅时候咧
，If we have, we say we have participated or we are unified with Christ in his death and his burial.
罪咧对你同我嘅生命嚟讲，就好似嗰个已经死咗嘅丈夫一样。
Sin in our lives is just like.What Romans mentioned, the husband who had died.
我哋已经成为个已经得到自由嘅妻子。
We kind of like a wife who's been released in this marriage vows.
唔需要再犯罪。
Like we will not, we do not have to sin again.
You are not obligated to sin.
Yeah.
因为你冇再要犯罪嘅义务，你知道吗？你嘅丈夫再不是叫做罪。
You are not obligated to sin. Remember that.
同样嘅基督嘅复活将神带到嚟我哋嘅中间，如果我哋得着新嘅生命。
And the same token, Christ's resurrection brought new lives into our life.
如果我哋同佢嘅复活去联合的话
，If you united with him in his resurrection.
我们就可以得着这个新的生命的不断的更新。
We will be able to have continually have a renewal of our life.
还有我们一路的讲道提醒我们就是说我们得着了这个圣灵洁净我们的圣灵住在我们的中间。
And what it's talk about is we will receive the Holy Spirit in our lives.
我们跟随着这个圣灵的带领过活的时候我们就可以活出一个属神的新生命。
If we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit,We will live a life that God pleases.
我哋已经喺罪里面释放咗出嚟噶啦。
We have been released from our sins.
你已经唔使再犯罪噶啦。
You don't need to sin again.
如果今日你乜都唔记得我讲，你记咗样嘢，你已经系唔使再犯罪噶啦。
If you forget everything that I said, remember, when you receive Christ, you do not have sin again. You don't need to sin again.
因为你个旧老公死咗啦。
Because you.Old husband died.
你的新生命和基督一起复活了。
Your new life resurrected with Christ.
我们都很希望重新开始。
We want to start anew.
耶稣基督给了我们这个机会可以重新开始。
Jesus gave an opportunity to start again.
但你知不知道呢?
But do you know?
如果只是喜欢重新开始说我立志要重新开始。
If you only say, I like to start anew, or I'm going to decide to start anew,
都是没什么用
的。And that's futile.
因为你和我是不能够自动地维持我们生命的清洁。
Because you and I cannot continue to keep the cleanliness in our lives.
我们要我们的生命继续地清洁下去。
If you want our lives to continue to remain clean,
我们需要一个全新的价值观，一个全新的行为的规范来引导我们过我们每一天的生活。
We would need to have a new way of life.
我家最近是换了一个灌溉用的timer， 我不知道怎么叫的 irrigation timer。
So, in my house, we just changed our irrigation timer.
我的舊的 timer 呢只能夠呢是將它安排好了幾點鐘淋水淋幾多分鐘那就告訴你幾天淋一次那它就跟我執行了
My old timer all I did was it followed my setup on how long would the irrigation sprinkler system turn on and which day it should turn on
但是我發覺這樣那個東西可能对我旧的生活的方式呢是很有帮助。
I just realized that it helps me in my old lifestyle.
但如果我很多时候呢是离开屋企的话呢我发觉呢我完全不能够靠它的。
But I realized that if I leave home, I cannot depend on it.
举个例如果已经落了大雨但呢我刚才说了呢还要淋水的话呢我就浪费了水是不是
For example, if after I left home, there was a lot of rain,And I tell my sprinkler continue the water, then I will be just wasting water.
或者咧，我去咗 New York 嗰度，突然间谂起啊，不如今日唔好淋水啦，我又冇办法，无能为力，唔可以改变佢。
Well, maybe if I in New York and I would say to myself, well, today we don't have to irrigate, but there's nothing I can do to change it.
咁我同师母倾过之后，我哋话啊，不如我哋咧谂一办法，系令到呢个 timer 可以做到我想要求呢个咁嘅功能。
So Simo and I talked about it, and he said, well, "We need to find one irrigation system that can do what we want it to do."
但我做咗好多嘅 research.
I done a lot of research.
最后翻嚟一个结论。
And I came to the conclusion.
除非我换嗰个旧嘢，如果唔系咧，绝对做唔到我想新要嘅功能。
Well, unless I change my old irrigation systems, I would not be able to do what I wanted to do.
因为旧嘅仪器同新嘅仪器系两个完全唔同嘅程式嚟操作嘅。
Because my old irrigation system and my new irrigation system is entirely different.
我需要一啲新嘅程式嚟先至可以做到咧一个新嘅功能去满足我哋嘅要求。
I need something with a new design so that it can bring me the effect that I want it to bring.
你和我有一个清洁已经得赎的新的生命。
You and I have a clean, redeemed life.
弟兄们，知不知道这个新的生命，你有一个全新的人生目标？
You know that, brothers and sisters, this new life will give you a new purpose in life.
这个全新的人生目标就是过一个是讨神喜悦的生活。
This new purpose in life is to live to please God.
你会发现就是如果我们生命还未能够去、用一个新 的模式来运作的时候，我们是有心无力。
If you realize that in your old life, there's no way you could live to please God, and you feel helpless.
我们需要一个新 的程式在里面来运作着我的生命。
No, you need a transplant. You need to have a new way there to run your life.
所以圣经里说，我们这个新的生命是要按住心灵的新样，不是按住移民的旧样。
So, in this new life, we have to follow the way of the Spirit instead of the code of the Old Testament.
移民的旧样在圣经里面其实是讲紧旧约的律法。
A written code refers to the laws spelled in the Old Testament.
一些的规条，一些的律法是没办法产生一个合神心意的生命。
Regulations or laws will not produce a life that will please God.
当中有很多事，无论你怎样做，都阻碍着你达到一个过神、讨神喜悦过这个生活的一个生命出来。
No matter what you do, there are a lot of obstacles in a way that will keep you from living a life.
有很多事可能是你和我的世界观、价值观。
And maybe it's our worldview.
或者是阻碍到你是我们固有的文化。
Maybe it's our culture.
传统或者是习惯。
Maybe it's our traditional or our habits.
你知不知道我今早都为这件事挣扎了很久？
You know, I was struggling with this morning.
我究竟应该打条tie回来呢？
Should I wear my tie?
到最后，我都是知道我要按住圣灵的新样，是吧？
At the end, I decided I will follow the lead of the Holy Spirit.
我们要更加开放的、自由的敬拜，所以我没有条tie。
So we have to worship freely, so I didn't put on my tie. And now I'm taking off my jacket.
圣灵的新样令我用我全新的姿态去服侍祂，这个就是讨祂喜悦的生命。
The Holy Spirit wants us to worship God in a new posture. And that's the life that can please God.
因为住在我生命里面的圣灵不断地提醒我、引导我。
Because the Holy Spirit that's indwelled inside of me continue to remind me and guide me.
祂的引导是不单单是全新的，不单单是独特的符合讨神喜悦这个目标的。
And the Holy Spirit's leading is not just completely new, and it's not just an unusual characteristic that will help us to please God.
亦都是纯洁的，亦都是比我们过往一切的我们认为好的东西优越。
And it's pure, and it's superior than anything else in our lives that used to control us.
可能听了几个月的道理，已经知道是圣灵住在你和里面这个真理很熟悉了。
Or maybe after several months of service, you know about the Holy Spirit.
但我想告诉你，
But I want to tell you,
要过你和我这个新的生命，不单单要认识这个圣灵内住的真理。
To live a new life, not only do we have, do we know the Holy Spirit theoretically,
更加需要的是欢迎和接受这个在我们生命里面引导帮助我们的圣灵。
But most importantly, you have to welcome and receive the Holy Spirit.
容许我问你几个问题。
Allow me to ask you several questions.
你认识这个圣灵吗？
Do you know the Holy Spirit?
我不是说你记不记得哪段经文告诉你圣灵住在你的生命里，我说你认不认识祂。
I'm not asking you to tell me which scripture to tell you about the Holy Spirit. I'm asking youDo you know the Holy Spirit personally?
你上一次是几时同佢倾偈嘅咧？如果你识得佢的话
，If you know the Holy Spirit, when was the last time you talked to him?
当你同佢倾偈嘅时候，你有冇听佢嘅指引呢？
When you talk to the Holy Spirit, did you listen to His guidance?
定系你喺度坚持己见，我行我素咧？
Or are you just holding on to what your beliefs are and do your own thing?
用一个政治性嘅术语就话，圣灵系咪你生命里面嗰个指导思想咧 ？Guiding principle.
So.Is the Holy Spirit your guiding principle in you?
如果我屋企嗰个淋水机嘅 guiding principle 系不受指令的话，佢永远唔会听我讲，就算我用 WiFi 嚟 control 佢。
If my old irrigation system would refuse to listen to me, no matter what I do, it won't do what I want it to do.
圣灵系咪你嘅 guiding principle？ 系咪你生命里面嘅指导思想？
Is the Holy Spirit your guiding principle in your life?
结束的时候呢，我再一次的表达我心里面的喜悦。
In closing, I want to again express my happiness.
因为是今天是两位受洗者的大日子，很开心。
Because this is a great day for the two sisters who will be baptized.
我也想邀请所有弟兄姊妹。
I want to invite all of you.
我们一家人。
A whole family.
我哋家庭里面有个成员系大喜日子嘅时候，你会点啊？佢生日你会买个蛋糕嘅，系咪
？Oh, when somebody is celebrating a birthday, what do we do? We buy a cake.
我邀请你今日，当你家里面有喜事嘅时候，你唔好做旁观者。
I want to invite you when there's such celebration in the family, don't be a bystander.
我知道你会恭喜佢哋噶啦。
I know you will congratulate them.
但系。在恭喜他们之余，更希望你能够承诺继续为他们祈祷。
After you congratulate them, commit to continue to pray for them.
当他们走上这条被圣灵引导去改变的生命这条路的时候，
When they start to walk a life that was led by the Holy Spirit,
我邀请你与他们同行。
I ask you to walk with them.
在同行的过程里面继续去鼓励佢哋
，continue to encourage them。
同样啊，我都邀请你唔好单单睇人，睇下我哋自己嘅生命。
And I also invite you not just look at other people, look at yourselves。
希望你都能够重新嘅同基督去联合。
And I hope that you will renew your life and unite with Christ again。
确定佢喺你生命里面呢个救主嘅位置。
Confirm His place as a savior in your life.
我邀请你再一次嘅谦卑嘅接受呢个圣灵，佢不断嘅洁净。
I invite you to humbly receive a continual cleansing by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵嘅提醒唔系一个理论嚟嘅，系一个现实嚟。
The reminders of the Holy Spirit is not a theory, but it's very practical.
让我们的耳朵是打开。
Let us open our ears.
我们的心同样是打开。
Open our hearts.
我们同这个三位一体的真神话。
Let's talk to the Trinity God.
从今日开始。
From today on.
我愿意过一个讨你喜悦的生命。
I want to live a life that pleases you.
我知道你在我心里面有个宝座。
I know that you have a throne in my heart.
多谢你基督，你嘅救赎将一啲嘅杂物阻住个宝座啲嘢，全部已经挪开咗。
Thank you, Jesus. Because of your death and resurrection, you removed all the junk that we put between us and the throne.
求你登上呢个宝座，掌管我嘅一生。
Please ascend to the throne and control my life.
愿神得着佢嘅荣耀。
May God be glorified.